Hi, I'm Bhairavi Mawani. Welcome to the class of Business Communication. We start with Chapter 1, Basic Elements of Communication. When we talk of communication, it is derived from the Latin word communique, which means to impart or to participate. One very important aspect of effective communication is ideally sharing of information between two or more people or groups to reach a common understanding. That means whenever information is shared or put forward, the focus is ideally that there should be a common understanding. Whether it's written or oral communication, the focus has to be with the intention that the message reaches across to the other person or the group of people. When we talk of role of communication in business, ideally it is a tool that brings about a change in the attitudes and views of our associates. What does attitude mean? Attitude is the way we think, feel and behave. When we want to convey a message, when we want to convince somebody, we need to bring about a shift or change in the mindset of an individual. Motivation plays a very important aspect as far as effective communication is concerned. Thus, when we talk of the role of communication in business, it is a tool that brings about changes in the attitudes and views of our associates, motivates them, and establishes and maintains relations. Business communication. As far as oral communication is concerned, we moved ahead with technology. We have audio-video conferencing, teleconferencing, and as far as written communication is concerned, email is one of the most important aspects of written communication. Besides email, we have letters, memos, and other forms of communication such as reports. We now discuss the attributes of communication. When we speak of the attributes of communication, we talk of the characteristics of communication. The first point being, communication is intentional as well as unintentional. When we say intentional, say you have to go for a conference, so you will wear formals, so intentional. When we say unintentional, for example, you're not conscious or you're not aware of what exactly you have put forward. In our day-to-day lives, it may happen that I may have said something, but I do not realize till a much later stage. So intentional as well as unintentional. Very often non-verbal communication may give away cues which ideally we do not wish to. So that comes as unintentional communication. The next one, communication is a dynamic process. When we say it's a dynamic process, it is multi-layered, it is complex, it is not static. When we say communication is a dynamic process, for example, in your organization, you and your colleague are discussing a project today. You could be discussing various ideas, views in relation to that project. The next day, you probably realize that you'll have better ideas and views in relation to that project. So it is complex, multi-layered, dynamic. Various views regarding a particular project. Various ideas coming up with a particular project. The next one, communication is systemic. When we say it is systemic, the source, I'm the sender, which is the source. You're the receiver, the environment, the goal, that's a common objective. The medium, face-to-face communication, telephonic, audio-video conferencing, all affect one another. When I say source, that's a sender, the receiver, environment, goal, medium, and feedback. They all are interlinked. They all affect one another. Last one being, communication is interaction and transaction. When we say interaction, it is dialogue. When we say interaction, could be communication from top management to subordinate. And when we say transaction, it is exchange of information. These are the four attributes of communication. Communication has been described by various people with various definitions. One of them, as Keith Davis says, it is a process of passing information and understanding one person to another. I put forward information to you. When I put forward information to you, I have to have that intention that you will understand. Even if our mental filters differ, the understanding has to be similar. When I say mental filters differ, we both can have varied ideas, views, thought processes on the same topic. But when we convey a message, it should be with the intention that the audience has understood the importance of the message. Next one. It is any behavior that results in exchange of meaning. When I convey information to you, there has to be an outcome. There has to be understanding, interpretation, and thus a response. Now, we go to the process of communication. This is one of the very important aspects as far as process of communication is concerned. When we talk of the process of communication, one of the most important aspects as far as the sender is concerned, the moment I put forward information to you, thought process is very important. When I put forward information to you, my ideas, thought process will be put forward in words. Then the next step, the medium selected, say face-to-face communication, telephonic conversation. Today with advance in technology, we have audio-video conferencing, teleconferencing. So all these aspects as far as appropriate medium is concerned. The next step, language, whether we take oral or communication. When we talk of oral communication, face-to-face communication gives immediate feedback. If we talk of written communication, one very important aspect of written communication is that there should be no sort of confusion or ambiguity while you're writing, say, an email. When we talk of non-verbal communication gives away a lot of hints. Gestures, eye contact, body language, facial expressions. All these are very important aspects of effective communication. Non-verbal communication is always accompanied by verbal communication. The next aspect, language is decoded from knowledge of terms, vocabulary, previous information. Whatever I put forward in terms of ideas and views, it will be due to my past thought processes, my experience, knowledge, information, which is there. Whatever experience, knowledge, information I have, that will be put forward in terms of information to you. The next step, interpretation. What do we ideally mean when we say interpretation? When I convey a message to you, ideally you have to think or understand the message in a manner which is conveyed to you. So somewhere our thought processes will be similar. Somewhere what I put forward to you will be probably in a manner whereby you will understand and think the same as me. Very often information or message which is conveyed inappropriately may not result in an effective outcome, because the thought processes may vary drastically. There may be a major difference as far as the outcome is concerned. Last one, feedback. When we talk of feedback, ideally, feedback could be through oral or written communication. When we talk of feedback ideally is a form of communication whereby we get to know what the receiver has really understood or interpreted. All right, we now go to levels and sublevels of communication. When we talk of intrapersonal communication is the communication whereby the thoughts flow within our mind. They do not have any logical sequence or order. For intrapersonal communication, I am the source and I'm the destination. That means all the thoughts are within my mind. Intrapersonal communication is a part of interpersonal communication. When we say interpersonal communication, it is communication between two or more people. For example, you could be probably communicating with your colleague, but you could have thoughts related to another project. So, intrapersonal communication is a part of interpersonal communication. When we talk of intrapersonal communication, something which is at a subconscious level, that means we are not completely aware about it. So, it is at a subconscious level. And when we say it is at a conscious level, that means somewhere I am aware. That is why when we communicate, very often we realize that I have mentioned something which I was not supposed to. But ideally that has happened because while we are communicating, we do not figure out that this is something which should not have been mentioned. And sometimes we realize at a later stage and sometimes we do not realize at all. When we talk of interpersonal level, interpersonal, as we said, communication between two or more people. First one is phatic or hallway. When you talk of phatic or hallway communication, that kind of communication is more like an ice-breaking session, to start a conversation, to have a rapport. It is least meaningful as far as communication is concerned. Maybe when you meet someone for the first time, hi, how are you doing? So, minimum communication and least meaningful. Next one is factual or reporter. As the term suggests, factual, it's related to facts. Who, what, when, where. For example, if Ratan Tata plans to have a press conference, maybe the press conference is about the launching of his new car, Nano. So, who is it? We're talking of Ratan Tata. What is the purpose? Where? Why? So, when you talk of factual or reporter communication, ideally it is related to facts. Reporter, as we said, may be about a public event. So, it would be put forward in terms of what was the event for, where was it held, so forth, so on. The next one, evaluative or intellectual communication. When we talk of intellectual communication, it is based on our ideas, opinions, beliefs. When we talk of evaluative, there will always be some judgment as per our thought processes. Evaluative or intellectual communication can create conflicts at times because my views and your views may not match. Our mental maps may differ. Thus, keeping in mind that it is extremely important to be an active listener and then decide as to what the next step should be if one is judgmental. The next one, gut level or emotional communication. As the word suggests, emotional. It is based more on emotions and feelings. Anger, irritation, frustration, happiness, sadness. Linked with our feelings. That's what gut level or emotional communication is. Peak or honest communication. When we talk of peak or honest, as the word suggests, honest. Communicating directly, being transparent, being honest in relation to any aspect. Honesty is one of the most important aspects as far as communication goes. Last one, level of public communication. When we talk of public communication, it is interaction with masses, heterogeneous population, people with varied ideas, views, mindset. When we talk of public communication, there is no emotion involved. It is a message which is sent across to a large number of people. When we talk of public communication, it is direct interaction or communication without any feelings put into that communication. Thank you very much.